From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The prosecutor in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case asked for patience today, and she advised reporters and the public not to jump to conclusions. On Wednesday, John Mark Carr was arrested in Bangkok, Thailand, where he had started teaching second grade the day before. Carr allegedly admitted to killing the 6-year-old girl by accident in 1996. But Boulder County District Attorney Mary Lacey says the investigation will continue. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Dozens of reporters lined up in a grassy area across from the Justice Center in Boulder, expecting to learn more about the decade-old murder case. Prosecutor Mary Lacey talked for nearly 30 minutes, but said she wouldn't offer much new information.
We can't comment on the evidence in this case at this time.
Lacey repeated that comment more than a dozen times. Her caution is understandable, considering that the investigation, especially early on, was criticized by many, even some who were closely involved. Lacey said her office and many law enforcement agencies have been looking for John Carr for several months, and that one of her staffers left on very short notice on Monday to go to Thailand.
What I can tell you in a generic sense is that in all serious cases, we work hard with law enforcement not to make an arrest until the investigation is substantially complete.
But, Lacey said, that's the best case scenario. Sometimes it's necessary to arrest someone earlier for fear they might be in danger or they might try to flee. But then she repeated that she was talking in a generic sense, not about this particular case. What we do know is that John Carr was charged 5 years ago with possessing child pornography in California, but he jumped bail and fled the country. If reporters were frustrated with the lack of new information, there was one person in the crowd they were anxious to interview. Michael Tracy is a University of Colorado journalism professor. He's made documentaries critical of how the police, the previous DA, and the media handled the original murder investigation. But today, he had nothing but praise for DA Lacey and her team.
It was an incredible performance, and personally, restored a certain faith in law enforcement, because I didn't have a lot of faith in law enforcement.
Tracy has become a part of the investigation. 4 years ago, he says he began exchanging emails with John Carr. Tracy says he waited until May to go to the police, but won't say why. Nor will he talk about the content of the emails or how they might factor into a case against Carr. One reporter asked Tracy if he thought the developments of the past couple of days vindicate John and Patsy Ramsey.
There's basically zero evidence, meaningful evidence that points to the Ramseys. I believe an intruder killed JonBenet, whoever it was.
Do you believe it was John Carr?
I have no comment on Mr. Carr.
John Ramsey, JonBenet's father, was also restrained in his comments about Carr. He said the justice system should be allowed to operate to its conclusion in an orderly manner. And he said he wants, quote, to avoid feeding the type of media speculation that my wife and I were subjected to for so many years. His wife Patsy died earlier this year after battling ovarian cancer. Ramsey said that before her death in June, she was aware that investigators were close to making an arrest. He said that if she had lived to see this day, she no doubt would have been pleased. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.